Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. You, too, can have a podcast. You have a passionate voice. You want to be heard. You can be inspiration to others. And it is super easy. You all know that I am not technical. So just download the Anchor app on your phone or go to anchor.fm and get started sharing your voice and inspiring the world. Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. Today is June 6th, 2022, and it's official. The world has gone completely mad. I mean, look at what is going on. We're going to cover a few of these things today, but first, let's remember that God's got this. Do not get in a tizzy. But it's your responsibility to speak truth. So we need to speak up. We need to share the hypocrisy, the irony, the evil that is going on all around us, not just in America, but let's start with America, because that's where I live. And I'm seeing it and feeling it, and I know many people are going berserk with what's going on. So take a deep breath. Today is the memorial of Mary, the mother of the church. We just celebrated Pentecost, where I pray and pray and pray that the Holy Spirit is going to be breathed out day after day after day on this earth. We should be praying, every single one of us, to Mary and to Jesus and the Holy Spirit to breathe truth and enlighten and awaken the world. This needs to be our prayer. If we are not praying it, it's got to be our prayer 20 times a million a day. We really have to pray for the Lord to wake up people. And unfortunately, we cannot change evil. There are evil people in this world. In the readings, we had two choices. And one of the first readings was about eating the apple and Adam and Eve hiding from God. And God saying, how do you know that you're naked? What did you do? Oh, well, that woman that you gave me, she made me eat the apple. And then God said, there will be enmity between between the woman and the snake. This has been from the beginning of time and down the lines of Cain and down the lines of Esau is evil. They do not have our God as theirs. They have Baal, Baphomet, Moloch, Satan, Lucifer. They do horrible, dreadful things to children, draining their blood, children sacrifices, all for more power and money and prestige here on earth. This is why so many times in the Bible you hear, hey, you know, the root of all evil is the love of money. And of course, power. And it's not bad to have money. It's what do you do with it? And how much is enough? Just the other day, I was talking to someone. I said, my gosh, these millionaires/billionaires. I had two houses. I had a couple of boats, a couple of wave runners. We didn't have real fancy cars. I mean, we were driving like Nissans and Fords, but I honestly sat back and I think, how much does one need? Really? Having all of this stuff, and how do you even appreciate it or use it? To me, it is baffling. I am so grateful that I do not have that sick desire in me to need more and more. It's that lack of satisfaction. It's that lack of being satisfied with what God has given us. And that's how I lived my whole life. Well, I made it as a CIO. I must be another CIO of a bigger company, making bigger money, doing, you know, buying more things. And it's such a blessing not to have that anymore. But these evil people, that's all they do. They lie, they deceive, they hurt, they harm. They do not like us. They do not care about us, but they are so conniving that they make it seem like they do. And they pull our emotional strings with women and children, yet at the same time, look at what they're doing to women and children. Let's just take June, which is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let's remember that. This is exactly why Pride Month is in this month. Shoving homosexuality, transgenderism. I don't even know what the initials mean anymore. LGBTQLMNOPQRSTUV. I have plus. Let's add a symbol there. I mean, like, come on. What in the world is going on? We have a man as a woman of the year. We have men that are taking trophies away from collegiate sports, women who have worked so hard. We have them going after our kids, talking about puberty blockers and, hey, if you don't feel good in your skin and you're ugly and you don't like yourself, you're probably not the right gender. I mean, come on. And on top of it, okay, we're going to talk about that next. I'm not going to get into that first, but let's just do this whole woman, men thing, right? Or what's going on with Gay Pride Month and transgenderism. You are seeing people objectifying kids who are dancing and collecting money on stage, who are watching trans people, like reading in a library. It is on their cartoons. Disney is showing stuff. It's everywhere. And a lot of parents, You better pay attention. Grandparents, you better be telling your kids. This is where we need to speak up. This is where we need to share information. Share these videos that you're seeing online with your kids. Like, hey, watch out. This is what they're doing. Pay attention. Get involved. Because I truly believe this is what is starting to wake up the world. This is part of God's plan because it's so utterly ridiculous. There is a video out now. It's actually not a video. It's a documentary. It's a film, if you will. But it is from a guy named Matt Walsh. Thank you, Matt Walsh. The name of it is called What is a Woman? I actually posted it on my Facebook page, my personal one. It says Kendra Behrens Von Esch. I'll actually get it. I'll try to put it in the description, if I remember, the description of this podcast. If it's not in there, then just send me an email and I will email it to you. Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com. Very simple email. Or go to my website, KendraVonEsch.com, and hit contact, and then you email me that way. If you have any questions, if you need any resources, I'm your gal. I got stuff all over the place, memes coming out my phone. I've got stats and everything. Like, we need to start putting simple information out and making people think about it. So this What is a Woman documentary is brilliant. And Matt Walsh melts these people who are supposed to be doctors, politicians, science people, right? And they can't answer basic questions. And yet what they do answer is also refuted with actual science. And they are so caught with their pants down. Sorry for that visual, but that's how I felt. The emperor has no clothes. Hello. And we have to start talking about this and showing that this ideology is pure evil and it is destroying our children's mental and physical and spiritual health. Their salvation is in question by doing damage to their bodies that God gave them and assigned them these genders. Same with homosexuality. It's a perversion of those sexual organs. Everything has a purpose. You don't stick a fork in your ear with a big old potato on it trying to eat. You don't pour wine into your eyeball trying to drink. There's natural law. But the problem is, Satan has perverted every natural law, and it's going beyond this June month, of course. But I just want everyone to arm themselves. Share that What is a Woman video with everybody. This one is free. On Daily Wire, you can actually search this if you want. Go online, search Daily Wire, Matt Walsh, What is a Woman? Honestly, donate. I shouldn't be sending the free video out because I know how it is trying to do free things all the time and expecting generous hearts to donate. So I am kind of, you know, taking money away from him if I share that free one. And you can find it yourself. So I'm going to not share the free video. You can find it yourself on BitChute, even on YouTube. There's different parts of it out there. But go ahead and donate to him because this is a brilliant, I think it's like, I don't know, less than 10 bucks or something like that to become a member. And I'm sure it took him money to make it. But you've got to get it out there to everyone that you can. And maybe that's the easiest way through the free video because they may not spend the money. They are destroying women. Why? Well, because there's enmity between Satan and Mary, a creation of God's, not a creator, a creation lower than Satan. And all of the dominions, all of the little evil spirits and demons out there are afraid of her. They hate her. I was reading a little bit about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, this devotion that we have. It was brought up around the time of Jainism. Say that 10 times fast, which is the exact same time frame that St. Louis de Montfort put out his devotion to Mary. So they were furious about any devotion to Mary. That was what they were against. And on top of that, they were also against anyone really receiving Holy Communion, because you need to be perfect and nobody is perfect enough to receive Jesus. So they looked at this hardcore Jesus and refrained people from receiving his mercy and his love through Holy Communion. So it was an heretical religion. At the same time, these two things, right? A devotion to Mary and a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who are back to back, right next to each other. People actually say that this month is both the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I like to look at it that way too, because Mary and Jesus are inseparable. So we have to rely that they have a plan, and we have to pray to them for strength, for courage, and to share this information, even with our kids, our relatives, our friends, our families, who are going to call us conspiracy theorists, nut jobs, right-wing fascists, whatever, racists, homophobe, transphobe. I mean, label me whatever you will. But I'm going to fight back with facts and try to stop this evil from progressing. Let's take gun control. They are going back to the children. Right? Oh, we gotta save the children. Okay, we gotta save the children. Weren't we just talking about laws about abortion? Right? Since 2000, the year 2000, there have been approximately 21,996,000. Wait, I'm just going to do this. Okay, this is why math is not my forefront or highest skill. So over 21 million, almost 22 million abortions since the year 2000. And in mass shooting deaths, this isn't just America, by the way, there's only been 2,000 in comparison. That's 2,000 too many. I'm not diminishing it. But 21 million versus 2,000. And the Democrats are screaming, we must save the children, repeal the Second Amendment. Well, where's the common sense abortion laws? The hypocrisy is in our face. Why are we not sharing it? So you have the left saying it doesn't matter if you make abortions illegal. It doesn't matter because they'll just go in the back alley and have it done with a coat hanger. And the same mouths are saying, repeal the Second Amendment, take away these rights to bear these 10 plus bullet cartridges, which we're going to get into in a moment, because that will protect the children. There will be no one who will get illegal guns. And I have to tell you, you look at some of the cities that have the biggest gun restriction laws. I live near one, Chicago. The world knows Chicago is the murder capital of probably the world, honestly, let alone America. And I live right 45 minutes away from there. Gun laws don't work. It's the people, not the guns. And then on top of that, You're going to hold Biden. Oh, by the way, he says that the Second Amendment is not absolute. That is false. 100% false. Thank you to the forefathers of our country who knew darn well what a tyrannical government was. Our Second Amendment rights are not to be infringed. It is absolute. It is absolute. And Biden wants to hold manufacturers of guns responsible. There have been less than 2,000 mass shooting deaths since the year 2000. And yet, just this year alone, according to the Government VAERS website, where they track only 1% of the deaths from the vaccine, the jab, the death jab. Let's be real about this. Only 1%. The government admits, yeah, we don't, that thing's so not up to date. And I know for a fact that many doctors never put anything in there. And there's over 20,000 deaths from the vaccine, yet the big pharma companies are completely not liable. It's ridiculous. And again, it's the hypocrisy. Talking out of both sides of the mouth needs to be pointed out to the people that you know, because you're smart. You've got God on your side. You've got facts and data on your side. Got to let go of the emotions. This is Satan's way to jerk us around. We must detach ourselves from emotions. That's how he gets us to do things. That's how we get ourselves into situations where our mouths speak way before our hearts do. This is why we need the Holy Spirit. This is why we need to pray. This is why we need to understand who we're speaking to and address that person specifically. Whether you're talking about faith or you're talking about, you know, politics, or you're speaking about companies that are supporting these things. I mean, you've got organizations such as State Farm, and some of the sports figures are now saying, look, I'm not going to put LGBTQ, LMNOP kind of things on my uniform. Inclusiveness and tolerance is not what we're going for here. We don't want to let everyone continue to act this way and shove it in our faces and support it, because we don't want to be bad people and bigots. It's time to start living for the audience of two. Now the audience is two for me. It's Mary and Jesus. The new Adam, the new Eve. Because there are snakes everywhere, and you have to realize that they don't care about you, your family, your friends, your children, mostly. They're after your children. Or your children's children, depending on how old you are. And that should bug us all, whether we have kids or not. Because those children are going to be running the world one day. There was, actually, right after Biden's talk, and oh, by the way, they didn't mention anything. You know, they were talking about background checks. Boy, Joe Biden didn't mention that Hunter Biden lied on his application. That's like a criminal offense. He should be in jail. Background checks. Yeah, and then make it real hard for the background checks and the quote-unquote loopholes. Your son did that, by the way. Oh, and all the criminals, are they going to be doing that? What about all these immigrants that are busting into our country? I mean, who knows what is floating around in our country? Anyway, Tucker Carlson, whether you love him or hate him, you gotta respect what he did after this speech. He just poked holes in the whole thing and really said, look, Biden lied. I'm sorry. Here's what he's saying. And they're talking about these big AR-15s, and they show these massive automatic rifles. And yeah, most people would say, yeah, nobody needs that to protect themselves. But when he gets down to the 10-round cartridges, that's when it gets home. It hits home for everyone. Now, my husband's a hunter. We have a lot of rifles. And we have a pistol. I have never shot it. I haven't learned how to. I need to. I'm telling him, let's go get more. Let's make sure we can get ammunition. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Canada said that Trudeau is the biggest salesman ever for guns and ammo. They can't keep up. Calls and emails are flooding them. That's because people see what's happening. We don't want to be 33 years ago like Tiananmen Square, where they take all the weapons and they're just bulldozing over people and killing people all over the place because they have no way to defend themselves. But Tucker Carlson had a great point, a bunch of great points, by the way. He said that most, quote-unquote, semi-automatic weapons are pistols. And he mentioned, and I don't know, we don't have this one, but the Glock 19. It comes with 15 rounds, and it's just a basic pistol. That would be illegal. So let's talk about what is the real fact and take the emotions out of it, because the whole speech was to pull your heartstrings for the children. Yet we're going to murder and dismember and suck little babies out of wombs over and over and over again and not hold Planned Parenthood. As a matter of fact, we're going to make a great profit on it. Planned Parenthood's going to turn around and give that money to us and our donations. And oh, by the way, taxpayers, you pay for that. Why are we not up in arms, literally? And I'm not saying go be violent, grab your gun and go, but we need to speak up and speak truth. And so I'm giving you some pieces of some good points that you can have debates with the people who are falling for this. Really, that's what's happening. People are falling for the emotional aspects of this whole thing. 21 million abortions, everyone. So the bottom line is, if you got a magazine that was smaller than, let's see, I think the Glock 19 has, I mean, it would make sense that it comes with 19 rounds, but I think it comes with 15 rounds, to be honest. So that would be illegal. And oh, by the way, if you get a magazine that's smaller than the 10, it doesn't fit your gun. So now that gun that you have is illegal. Can you see what's happening here, folks? And then they want to hold the manufacturers responsible when you've got Planned Parenthood murdering babies. If it's all about the children, what are we doing there? And you have all of the big pharma completely exonerated, no responsibility for the 20,000 death jab deaths. And they're still pushing it on people. I don't know if you recently saw Naomi Wolf. Go ahead and search her online. Get out of Google. Get out of DuckDuckGo now. Go to Brave, B-R-A-V-E, as your search engine. Get out there and find her recent Substack article about the genocide on babies and the milk that's produced by the mothers who have had vaccines. The milk is like gray, blue-green color, and the kids are dying in the tests of pregnant women. This is before the emergency use authorization vaccine got out there. And by the way, the quote-unquote FDA approved, I can't even remember what the name of it was, corformidity, and I can't even remember what the actual name was, but that's not even out there. They're still giving the emergency use authorization version. And all of these things were tested, and she documents it, And basically they're saying most of these countries where vaccines were really forced, like I think it's Israel, maybe it was India, the other I country. Go look it up yourself. You should arm yourself with the facts. Don't take my little blurb on this because it's a heavy article. But babies are being killed. And guess what? At the same time, you've got Bill Gates and I think Jeff Bezos is involved. And they are creating milk, M-I-L-Q, which is taking the mammary glands from women who donate. And by the way, they get some sort of certificate to Target. Stop shopping at Target, people. And they create some sort of fake milk. Do you think that the milk shortage or the formula shortage is by accident? The food shortages that all of these places that are being lit on fire are accidents? This is what they do. They create the crisis and then they quote unquote solve the crisis and make a profit on us. And right now they are scared of us. They are running scared. And that is why you see all of this coming out with guns. They don't want us armed. And I will tell you, it is going to be a fight that they are not going to win. They cannot win this one. And we need to stand up and we need to educate people with facts. Go watch What is a Woman. Go find statistics and share. Post simple things for people. Honestly, did you know, that there are 20 million abortions since 2000 and 2,000 mass shootings since 2000? And they want to take away our Second Amendment gun rights? What about common sense abortion laws? And if you're just going to get the abortion in a back alley because the law is not going to stop you, what's the law going to stop on the gun side? I mean, these are basic arguments stated simply. Don't write paragraphs because people are just, they need headlines. But it's your responsibility to post things on social media if you're on social media or speak to people in your family that you come in contact with. With love, but have the facts. It's just like evangelizing. It's just like talking about your faith. But if you don't know your faith, and you don't know the Bible, and you don't understand the teachings in the Catholic Church and what the sacraments are and why we need them, because we're imperfect human beings, and if you don't know that evil has truly been around, that's Satan's best move. Is duping everyone to think he doesn't exist. That it's just some dream or myth. Oh my goodness, are you seeing what is out there on TV and streaming? There's a show called Evil. Are they desensitizing us to it? You can see singers for Nike. You've got Rihanna with horns. You've got all of this symbolism with singers and artists and sports figures wearing satanic stuff from corporations. And we've got to also start living by doing our best to keep our money away from them. And it pains me. I have so much Nike stuff. So much. And I don't wear it out in public. I do wear it at home because they're all pretty new. I don't have, I'm not rolling in dough to go buy a whole bunch of, you know, other t-shirts and, I mean, workout equipment and shoes and things like that. Not equipment, workout wear, I guess. Hats. I only wear my cross hat anymore. But I don't want to promote, I don't want to push evil outside of, you know, my house. I don't want to promote it in my house. I tell my husband, I don't want to be wearing this Nike stuff, but I've got it, so I'm wearing it, you know? and I won't wear it out. And he knows we won't be buying him anymore. Reebok is the same thing. Adidas, the same thing. So we have to try and search for companies that are good. It's so difficult, I know. And I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you, but just try to pay attention. Try not to go to Target. And that's such a shame because I love Target. I don't go to Walmart either. I mean, I know we got to shop somewhere. But the most important thing that we have to do is speak up. I have a friend who is definitely a conservative and knows and is totally awake. As a matter of fact, she was the one that sent me the very first video, which was called Out of Shadows, I think. And I watched that and I was like, what? That was the first red pill that I took. And it only got worse from there. And that was back in 2020. I shouldn't say got worse, got better, but got worse at the same time because I realized, oh my gosh, how much evil is in this world. And we've been blind to it. And her sister is a very far liberal. And she's starting to say, we need Biden's gun laws implemented. And she has a gun and she shoots. And so I suggested, why don't you send her that Tucker video? It's like 15 minutes. You can even send her the 4-minute one. And she said, no, she wouldn't look at it. She thinks Tucker is a far right conservative or extremist or something like that. And I'm like, wait a minute, stop. That right there, we got to stop. Who cares if they look at it? Just send it. You never know. If you don't send it, they're not going to have it at their fingertips. But if you do send it, maybe she wants to know because she's got a gun. This is what I'm talking about. Let's not just assume that we can't impact people. And you're not giving up on your kids with your faith or your family with your faith. So why would you give up on all this other stuff? Okay. Intense and filled with lots of stuff today on this memorial of Mary, the mother of the church. Let's contemplate that and pray to her. Mother Mary, we need your intercession. I know you and Jesus are up there. I know God the Father has all of this under control, but we need your beloved spouse to be poured out in us from Pentecost every single day. We need to renew our spirit. We need to make sure that we don't get emotional and get pulled down, get anxious and worried and upset and mad. We need to rest in the fact that this is on purpose. It's almost comical, people. Honestly, it's almost comical because I sit here and I think the hypocrisy is so blatant. We need to connect that two-edged sword, right? The people talking out of both sides of their mouths, and we need to stop being emotional. We got to remain hopeful and we got to continue to fight. Remember, we're in a war. It's an information war. It's an emotional war. It's a frustrating war. At least, hopefully, we don't have people dropping dead left and right. I know personally people who have been murdered by the hospital protocols for COVID. Personally. This is not me watching some podcast, something that, you know, is out there. I know people who were literally murdered. Lawsuits in the are happening, they're trying to figure out how to hold St. Joseph Hospital accountable. This is real. And yes, there have been deaths, but it's not like the war that we know with bombs, tanks. It's actually worse because it's a psychological war. And we need discernment and we need to find the truth and the facts and we need to fight with it. So don't give up. Month of June is going to be hot. There's going to be more mass shootings. Expect that. We didn't even talk about false flags and what actually happened in Uvalde or whatever the name is called. Why did Biden go to that one when he didn't? There was one in Buffalo. There was one in California. What specifically happened there? Did you watch the video of the mom who was restrained from going in? Was handcuffed. 75 minutes the cops stood around. They were told to stay down, stand down. She busts out. She goes in there, grabs her two sons. They threaten her not to get on media, and she did. Something ain't right here, people. This is how they make us emotional. That was why they leaked the abortion paper. Get people all emotional. You got Marsha Warren out there. I'm angry. You got all these blue-haired, pink-haired people screaming. That's what they do. Don't fall for it. Laugh at it, to be honest, because it is actually becoming quite silly. It is. There is no more logical, factual leg that they're standing on anymore. And we've got to show it to the world the best we can. We've got to pray through things. We have to spell it out simply. And I'm going to stop because I'm reiterating what I've already said. But it is important. Just as important as it is for us to say that this is all evil. We are not battling a physical world here. We are battling a spiritual realm. These people, who I'm not praying for anymore, by the way, why? Because they blaspheme the Holy Spirit. They chose to have evil replace the Spirit of God in them. I do believe that some of them are even possessed by these spirits. They have no conscience. They do not know what love is. All they know is they need to do whatever they have to do to keep their power, to keep from getting caught, to keep depopulating us, these stupid Christian God-filled people. They have no concern, and it's difficult to wrap your mind around that, but they are evil. It's all intentional. And it's so hard because that's what we have to say in order for people to understand. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. This is a long one, but this is an important one. We have to tell people that there is evil in the world, and it's all been here because not many people know from the Bible that evil, there's two bloodlines, Cain and Abel, Esau and Jacob. And it's been going on since the beginning of time. Do people even know Sodom and Gomorrah? Do they know the whole Noah story? That there were so much evil that God took wrath and flooded the whole world? Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone came in lime or whatever it is, like just came down from the heavens and everyone was covered in salt and stone. This is important to say because, again, they think it's a big fable and a story. But that's why these people do these things, because they're not filled with the Spirit of God. There's a big difference. And so they won't be saved. And I don't spend my time praying for them because they've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. I'm moving on. I'm praying for the poor people who are actually believing and supporting these people, because they've been duped and deceived and lied. Lied to. But I also know that this is on purpose. This is because God allowed it, and I believe it is waking people up. It's difficult, and it takes some time, but don't give up. Okay. I love you all. I'm going to let you get back to your day. I hope that this was like a pep talk and an encouragement. and to help you not feel defeated or upset. I'm going to throw one more thing out there. Sorry, you thought I was done. Sussman, the Sussman trial. There's a lot of people that have been following Durham. There's a reason that Durham's investigation has never been leaked. It's been buttoned up. And I believe that Sussman is the step to hire people, that this wasn't a win that we needed. It got out information that needed to get out. Yes, Hillary Clinton knew about the false Russia hoax. And I do believe that if Sussman was convicted, she might have the ability to deny, plausible deniability. Well, I didn't know he was doing this. There's always reasons for this, and it's also a reason to show the corrupt jurors who were Clinton donors, that were daughters on a team, a sports team together. Just hilarious. Also to show corruption. So truth had to get out, and it got out, and it got documented, and who knows what else happened in that discovery process. So you may have people gloating out there or trying to shut the whole thing down, but I guarantee you there will be more, and it will all build. This is why we don't know God's plan. We don't know God's timing. So we have to trust in it and help him fight down here with facts, truth, showing the hypocrisy, showing the lies, and disconnecting from the emotions. Let's pray for courage. Let's pray for perseverance. Let's pray for piety. If you're not praying, oh Lord, help you. Honestly, if you do not have a daily prayer life, and if you are not speaking and talking to God all day long, Lord, help you do that in some way, shape, or form, because you can't fight this fight, this spiritual fight, without God in your life. Wake up to that fact. Do something. Take that step to learn how to pray. I'm not selling my 40-day prayer course, but darn it, it's there for you. I created it for people who came up to me after I would talk, and they would ask me this broad question, how do I pray? How do I learn how to pray? I mean, holy cow, it took me years. So I put a pretty basic prayer course together that's 40 days, you and me with a 3-minute video coming into your email every day. It's going to help you to put that in your life. Gosh, you're only talking 15 minutes, but every day you focus on something. I've even had people take it and give me reviews that weren't even Catholic. They said, I learned so much. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you what it says. Go to my website. Look at my courses. It's only one. I was going to finish another one, but if you don't have a regular prayer life, stop monkeying around, people. Seriously, you need it. We've got to have Mary and Jesus on our side, in our hearts, the Holy Spirit with us every moment, so that when we're talking to someone and the topic turns into one of these, we can speak with love and facts and not get emotional. And we honestly need to know what is the truth. We need discernment, and God needs to be there to help us. Okay, this is almost an hour. Holy cow. I am so sorry. Get back to your life, but get back to your life with God in it. Find something more with God. That's the point. All right. I love you all. I do. I'm being really, really, really passionate about this. May almost sound like I might be wagging a finger at you. I want you to fight with God, because it's a whole different fight if you try to do it on your own. And you will be speaking from emotions, and you will push that person away. Have a blessed and inspired day. Keep your chin up. All right, I want to at least tell you I love you. Keep your chin up. God's got this. Don't worry. Don't get upset. Don't get anxious. Don't get angry. Don't get resentful. Facts and truth, they shine the light on everything else. So that's what you have with your faith, with God, and with all these other things that we talked about. So be joyful and get on out there and live and love. Have a blessed and inspired day. I will talk to you tomorrow.